This Iowa Pork Congress report is being sponsored by Gingler Feeds of Remsen and the Automated Production Systems of Sioux City. Good afternoon, I'm Dennis Morris. Yesterday, we had reported that the Iowa Pork Producers Association was again contributing $25,000 to the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship to be used by pork producers for cost-share incentives to control nutrient and nitrate runoff. Buena Vista County was one of the three counties identified in a lawsuit by the Des Moines Water Works as being responsible for an increase of nitrate runoff that was penetrating the city's municipal water supply. Mike Ehlers is a pork producer from Buena Vista County that decided to upgrade his farm to help control and possibly eliminate nitrate runoff and improving the water quality by installing various conservation and filtering systems.
Well, we're doing several things on our farm. First off, I farm with my dad and my brother side by side. We raise pigs. We've got a wean to finish site. We've got feeder to finish sites too. And we do many practices. We do no-till on the beans. We do strip-till on the corn. We implement cover crops. And the thing that we're down here today for is a bioreactor that is up and running on our farm. We got that implemented this spring, and it's been a successful year on the water quality coming out of there. It's basically taking the nitrates out of the water, and it's near nitrate-free water coming out of our tie lines.
Ehlers explains how the bioreactor is constructed and how it filters runoff water to eliminate nitrates.
So what a bioreactor is, it's an edge-of-field practice, which means it's put next to the outlet out of the field. And for us, it went on our buffer strip that's already right next to our dredge ditch. They dug a hole, they took the tie line and ran the water into this hole that they dug, and they filled the hole with wood chips. And they line it with plastic, so all the water stays in this bag with wood chips. And the water comes in, it sits in there for maybe 3 hours, and it takes the nitrates, it denitrifies the water by absorbing it in the wood chips and takes the nitrates out of the water before it leaves the box and goes back into the dredge ditch.
The Buena Vista County farmer says that he has had his bioreactor for a year and can tell the outgoing water, after being filtered, is of better quality.
I've got some numbers from our farm, and then there's also another bioreactor in the county. Our farm, we're using all the practices I've mentioned with the cover crop. So our water coming into the bioreactor is running about 8 parts per million on the nitrates. And it takes it all the way down to less than 0.5 parts per million, which is as low as they measure it in the lab. So I've got 4 samples throughout the year that's kind of where the trend is, what it's doing. There's another one in BV County that's up and running, and the nitrate level going into the bioreactor is running about 18 to 19 parts per million, and that comes out of the bioreactor at about 2 parts per million.
Ehlers says that the project can cost around $10,000 to install, but with the various cost share and grant programs available, the investment is minimal. He says that some farmers worry whether the bioreactor would take land out of production. He says there's no reason to worry about that.
As far as the tenant farming the ground, it didn't take any land out of production for us, and it hasn't slowed down the water flow. That's another concern that farmers have, is it's going to slow down the water flow out of the field. Well, this isn't doing that. There's a bypass. If there's too much going in, it'll bypass the bioreactor and just dump it straight out into the tile. So we didn't notice any slower drainage in the field. We didn't see any land out of production or any wet spots because of it. It's been a good practice. It's been very measurable to see that efficiency of this bioreactor.
Ehlers says that his farm sits on the Raccoon River and Des Moines River drainage districts. This has been an Iowa Pork Congress report brought to you by Gingler Feeds of Remsen and Automated Production Systems of Sioux City.